Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. A difficult game for you guys, although you hung in very nicely against the 18th-ranked Virginia Tech, come up a little short, 27-0, as you've gone back and looked at the tape on that game. Kind of give me your impressions on how your team performed.
Well, I thought we fought really hard. I was very encouraged with that. I think, you know, anytime you, you know, starting out with a new team, it's a little easier to assess maybe the talent level than it is to be able to assess, you know, what kind of character they have and how hard they're willing to fight. So I was very encouraged by the fight in this team on Saturday down in Blacksburg. And then, you know, all things said and done, our defense played really well. I think that there was a punt return for touchdown. And, you know, you take that out of there, and then the short fields that we had on defense, our defense really performed extremely well against a very talented offensive team. So I do think there were a lot of positives to take out of there, and we need to look to build on those this week as we get back home against Cornell.
You've certainly in your career played a lot of these FBS games, and this one different. Not only is an FBS game, but a nationally ranked FBS opponent. What do you try to, just in general, not just this game, but in general, try to take out of these games?
Well, we always go into the game planning on finding a way to win. I mean, my rhetoric all week long is this is what we need to do to win the game. This is what we're going to do to, you know, keep the game close and to give us a chance to win it. I think what happens as the game unfolds, I think you just got to be able to dictate your strategies moving forward so you can continue to make good decisions within the game. But I think you are able to identify what kind of makeup your team has, what kind of fight, like I had mentioned. And then, you know, are you physical enough? Do you have the ability to match up at the line of scrimmage and be physical enough to compete against a team of that nature? And then how does your team speed match up? So I think there's a lot of things that you can look at as being barometers. you know, but for me, I always believe that you can't attach too much value to the outcome of these games. I've been in situations where we've done very well in one, and then maybe thought we were better than we were, and then I've been in situations where you kind of get smoked, and then you come out to find that you're a little better than you thought you were. So it's a standalone game. I think you got to recognize it as being a standalone game. But like I had said earlier, I liked the way my team competed, and that was something that I needed to see being relatively new here.
You touched on how well your defense has played. That was a Tech team that everybody saw in the West Virginia game, the power that they have and the weapons on offense. You hold them to 303 total yards, only 81 yards on the ground. And talk a little bit about, especially up front, how you guys were able to, Bilal Nichols and some of your guys on the defensive line performed.
Yeah, I think the front seven played extremely well. The D-line really came to play. And, you know, committed to playing a physical game, you know, committed to playing, you know, a 60-minute game. And, you know, I believe, and again, I'm only right to a certain percentage, but I believe, you know, Virginia Tech and a lot of offenses like that, even though they spread you out and they throw the ball to the perimeter and they give you a lot of different looks and things to deal with and react to, what they really want to do is just run the ball north and south and run it right at you. And they're just trying to take people out of the box with the jet sweep motions and the bubble screens and the formations. So you got to be able to hold up inside. You got to be stout enough with your D-line and your inside linebackers to be able to deploy your other people to cover down the formations and then still hold up inside on the run game. And we were able to do that Saturday. Chris Kosh, our defensive coordinator, did a really good job. Our defensive staff really had our guys locked and loaded and ready to play. And so I was excited about that. And then, you know, really when it comes down to it, we played real sound in the back end. You know, they came out early taking some shots down the field and, you know, really trying to get some quick strikes and some quick scores, and we were up to the challenge, and so I was pleased with that. But we're going to have to get our offense in sync and in gear and really scoring some points. You know, this is another game here 2 weeks in a row where we have been able to possess the ball, and we've been able to put together some drives. We just have not had any success, you know, down in the red zone, and we haven't been able to quick strike for touchdown.
What did you see from week one to week two in regards to your offense? Obviously, the Virginia Tech defense is very strong. So, I mean, not scoring points aside, but what did you see any progress from week one to week two in your group?
Well, I think in some areas we progressed. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think just in our core base, you know, run game, I think we made some progress. We fell into the trap of, you know, playing in that venue with the noise and a very, very, very aggressive defensive front seven. And we had a number of unforced errors, a number of penalties that, you know, totally unacceptable. And, you know, so for every good thing we did a bad thing. And that's not really the truth on defense. I think defensively we had a solid, good day. I think on offense, for every good thing we did, for every step we took forward, we took a step back. So a lot of that you do have to attribute to the quality of opponent that Virginia Tech is, and then their style of defense is a very pressure-driven style, you know. So we needed to play better. We didn't. But I do still think there's some positives to take away from the game.
Get to come back home Saturday and face Cornell. As you've had a chance to look at Cornell a little bit early in the week, what are some of the challenges that they provide?
Well, there's a couple things that happen in these games. I think the first one, again, is the fact that the Ivy Leagues doesn't open up until week three. So there's always this idea of the unknown. So in some ways, this game's not a whole lot different than our opening game in terms of not really knowing what we're going to get from our opponent. We've got two games under our belt, which should be a positive for us, and that's the turnaround or the trade-off. But they're kind of studying what we do, and they're lining up, and they're playing and repping against the things that they're most likely going to see in the game. So there is an element of doubt, I think, in this game for us. With our opponent having not played them before and them this being their opener. Offensively, they throw the ball really well. They have some statistics from a year ago that are that led the league in passing in some areas. I think passing touchdowns. They won four games a year ago, a very impressive win up at Colgate. Colgate was nationally ranked the week that Cornell went up there and beat them. I think 38-39 or somewhere in there, somewhere like that. And then offensively, their two most dominant players are back, and that is the quarterback and the running back. So when we're studying last year's film, we can recognize what these guys are capable of doing and what the system is capable to do in the passing game. So we're certainly going to have to be focused up and ready to go out there and perform at a high level.
All right, Dave. Thanks, as always, for your time this morning. Good luck against Cornell, and we'll talk again next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Yeah.